everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's Remnant Godcast. I have a very special announcement to make today, and that's what we're going to talk about on today's program. We are actually starting a service here in Los Angeles called #RemnantLA. If you are anywhere near Los Angeles, I would highly encourage you this Sunday, June 9th, to come out to Chatsworth, California at 6 p.m., and that's going to be at 9420 Lurline Avenue, Unit D, Chatsworth, California, 91311. And we are going to have our first official Remnant LA gathering. And I am expectant and believing that God is going to do something very powerful on this Sunday and the following Sundays as we continue this meeting each week. We have an amazing worship leader, actually two. Cy Gribe, who used to be the worship leader for Church on the Way for many, many years under Pastor Jack Hayford and other pastors that he served under there. And he continues to have an awesome worship ministry called One Voice Ministries. And he teaches worshipers how to worship with a true heart of worship. He really is carrying on the mantle of the spirit form worship that Pastor Jack Hayford initiated that teaching many years ago at the Church on the Way and the King's College and Seminary, and later on, he continues to do that in his ministry, Pastor Jack. But Pastor Cy, being somebody who's been raised up under Pastor Jack, has really taken this to the next level in mentoring and, teaching young worship leaders and worship leaders of any age, really, how to truly enter into the throne room of God, how to, sing a new song unto the Lord, how to lead a congregation into the throne room through very powerful worship. So Pastor Cy Gribe is one of the worship leaders at Remnant LA. Very fitting, isn't it? And the other one is Sarah Ilger. And Sarah has been a worship leader for many years as well. Beautiful voice, anointed by the Holy Spirit of God, and has a true heart for worship. And she's going to be leading us out on the 9th. And then Pastor Cy will be there the following week. But I'm so ecstatic to have both these worship leaders being part of Remnant LA, because I think that, it's part of the fabric of who we are. We are the remnant. We are those that truly believe in the full Bible and preach it and try to live it out to the best of our ability. We're willing to stand behind the full Bible in 2019, which, as you guys know, there's a lot of persecution these days if you stand for the Word of God. So this is a big deal. Why are we doing another meeting? I mean, is there a need for another meeting in Los Angeles? So that was a question that I asked myself quite a few times. I said, do we really need another meeting? I want to be humble and truly humble, not just saying that I'm, with a false humility. I truly want to be. If I'm meant to serve someone else, I have served other pastors, many, many other pastors as I've been a pastor over the years. I worked at various churches, large churches, small churches, my parents' church for many years, served as an assistant pastor at Leaves of Healing Tabernacle for 12 years now. Just been an amazing season to be with my family. And then a few years ago, the Lord brought me my wife, Michelle, and we have been feeling a passion and a calling to do something. But we wanted to wait on the Lord for the right timing. We also wanted to have agreement in our family. And so we waited and we waited. It was something that we heard the vision a while ago, but we've waited for God's timing and for him to open the door. And, to answer that question about why we need another meeting. Well, I mean, I think that this particular meeting has its own special purpose in the body of Christ. And, we're in a city now where, here in Los Angeles, in a state where there is, a lot of opposition to Christian beliefs. To Bible, believing Christians and biblical morality, there's a pushback on a significant scale. And we believe that this land, listen, this is the land that, we saw the Jesus movement. This is where Azusa took place. California has seen revival before, and I believe we need to see revival again. We can't force it to happen. We can't make revival happen. Revival is not about a particular person or a ministry or a name. I believe revival starts in our own heart. And so what we can do as the #RemnantLA church is come together and really anticipate and believe in God to move in the full gifting, the fivefold ministry gifting, that we would see miracles, signs, and wonders, that we don't need to be on a retreat, that we don't need to quench the Spirit by having so much order that we don't even give the Spirit of God room to move. That's why there's no two services that are back to back. This service, we want to give God the freedom in order. Of course, there is order. But, you know, if we could see another move of God here in LA, I think about, you know, Francis Chan. His church was about 3 miles from where we're having Remnant LA, out there in Simi Valley. Pastor Jack Hayford, I mentioned him earlier. There was a move of God that happened in the 80s, you know, in the early 90s, at the church on the way. You know, we've seen moves of God in this territory before. We've seen, like I mentioned, the Jesus movement. You know, there has been little moves of God that have happened. I mean, I don't want to, you know, say they're smaller than they are. God moves in powerful ways every day here in Los Angeles. But what I mean is there are situations where the Spirit of God has broke out in the city, even recently, but we're believing that God wants to take us to the next level. There is deep, deep wells in this territory. And I also believe there's a lot of unchurched people. See, we're not really going for, I mean, obviously, if you go to another church and you want to attend the meeting and be a part of the Remnant, we appreciate that. Please come out. You're invited. And there's going to be a lot of people. That's the situation. You may be planted somewhere else, but you have the ability to come on a Sunday evening and you want to join with us. And we welcome you. You don't have to have a, you know, exclusive membership to Remnant LA. That's not what we're looking for. But I do believe that on top of other, you know, brethren that are in the body of Christ and serving in different capacities in different churches that'll join us and in a unity, in an effort for unity, I also believe there's a lot of unchurched remnant Christians out there that have been frustrated for a while trying to find a home. And how do I know this? Because I talk to people like that all the time. And so that's why this is super crucial and important to have this gathering, because I personally, you know, Michelle and I, we've looked around to try to find a real remnant gathering. And I think there are some, like I said, in the city that I know of. There are some real deal Christians and people that really love the Lord. There's some powerful church services every week. So we're not here to come in and say like, oh my gosh, we're better, or, you know, we're the real remnant. No, there is remnant believers in many different congregations. There are remnant pastors out there that are awesome in this city. So that's not what this is about. But if I can just kind of go through for a few minutes here, and I thank you so much for listening. It's a little bit different of a broadcast, especially if you're not in Los Angeles. But if you're not in Los Angeles, we would encourage you to check our live stream. And we're going to be setting that up more and more. But for right now, you can just visit it on Remnant News, and we'll stream it live on Todd Coconato Facebook. That's TODDCOCONATO Facebook. I think that's the first one that we're going to stream it on. So if you go to @RealToddCoconato on Facebook, we'll stream it on there first. I'm not sure if we're going to stream it on Remnant News, because even though it's the Remnant Church, it's affiliated with Remnant News. We're really separate, and we're not going to be talking necessarily about any political things during the church services. We'll talk about culture, and we'll talk about things that affect culture, like abortion. And, you know, we're not afraid or ashamed to speak out boldly, but, you know, we want to foster an environment where, you know, people can come together and not feel like it's, you know, polarized or political either. So it's a delicate balance, because I do have pretty strong opinions when it comes to some of these areas. But at the same time, we respect the pulpit, and we want to make sure that we are preaching the fullness of the gospel of Jesus. That is the most important, is that we're speaking the entirety of the Bible, and we're equipping saints of God to be set up for success, truly, truly set up for success in this hour. So, you know, there will be occasions, like, I'm not going to lie to you guys, you know, I'm a pretty transparent guy. If you listen to the show for a while, or you know me, you know that I will say, you know, my opinion on certain things. But at the same time, I do tend to keep the pulpit pure when it comes to speaking out politically. I do my political speaking on Remnant News, on the Godcast, and of course on my posts sometimes. But when it comes to being in the pulpit, I hold that, you know, it's like standing in the Holy of Holies. You know, the Lord has allowed us, Jesus Christ has allowed us as, you know, Christians in 2019 to really enter into the Holy of Holies. And I don't take that lightly. So, you know, when I'm in the pulpit, we're really not talking necessarily about political matters. I find that to be complicating things sometimes. So we're more about impacting culture. And that's why, that's number one on our list for our statement. Why we're having the service. We want to impact culture, not only in the city, but beyond. We believe that the body of Christ is meant to be the head, not the tail. Now, that will affect politics. That will affect the direction that our nation goes. So that's where we have power as the church, to be the head, not the tail. So we don't need to sit up there and speak about politics, because if we speak about the Word of God, it's going to influence policy, you know, moral fabric of our society, you know, the talking, you know, what's culture talking about, you know, what's popular. So these are the things that we need to do to be impacting. And I think that's where we've really kind of lost ground as the body of Christ in a lot of areas, because there's been a lot of seeker friendlyism and a lot of churches that have been very timid in being able to speak out about what the Bible says. And that is where we are going to be bold and speak that. But again, in doing so in love. And we do that so that we can set people up for success, and that we can, again, let them know what the Bible teaches on those matters. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll see that oftentimes I'll put up a question and an answer from a biblical standpoint. That really is my heart, you know, is to equip people and to let, you know, people know what the Bible says about these things. So, you know, we're going to be regularly making disciples. That's huge and a very, very important thing for us. And be active in the community. And I think this is so crucial. If there's a large church and people across the street don't even know you're there or don't feel your impact, I feel that that's a very sad situation, a very sad state of affairs. We need to be impacting the culture. And I think that people in your city and town should definitely know there's a church. And, you know, we're going to call it hashtag Remnant LA. You know, hey, you're from that Remnant church? Yeah. And we're also out here serving. And we're also out here, you know, praying for people, helping people get set free, delivered, healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Because that is a gift that God's given us through His Holy Spirit. And darned if I hold that for myself. I better be out there, you know, letting people know the gifts that we have been given through the Holy Spirit of living God. And that's why number two is that we believe in the gifts of the Spirit. We believe they're for today. And we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. As I mentioned earlier, I don't think that we have to be, you know, in a solitude place on a mountain or, you know, at a retreat center in order to see God move in power. I believe He wants to move in power right here in our congregation, in our church, in our city. And so we believe the gifts are for today. We also believe in fervent prayer and intercession for the church, for the body of Christ as a total, for our territory, and for this nation, and for our world, really. But, you know, we're praying for this nation. We're praying for our president. We're praying for our leaders. And we're believing that God is doing something new. And we seek to target all seven mountains of influence. There's been a major strategy of the enemy to target all seven mountains. So the church, we need to stand up and we need to take back this territory in the name of Jesus. And I believe we're going to be taking ground. We're praying the prayer of Jabez, which is an expansion of our territory in Jesus' name. Number three, this is super crucial and important to me, but it's not about us. Again, I said, you know, my wife is such an amazing woman of God and she's super humble. If I've ever met somebody that does not take the selfies all day long, my goodness, she is totally opposite of that. Not a self-promoter. She really does care for what the Lord says in His Word and in, you know, for ministry, and she keeps me in check, trust me. But you know, that's both of us. We feel that way. It's not about us. Let it never be about us. We have a group of people that we're accountable to that will, you know, tell us if anything is out of order. But we want to make sure that this is a priority. It's all about Jesus Christ, plain and simple. We're not looking for fame. We don't want it. We don't want wealth or recognition or even popularity. That's not what the mission is here. Ministry is serious business. It's God's business. Honestly, I would say, you know, take it with fear and trembling, because the Lord says that leaders will be held to a higher account. I'm very sad and sorry to hear about the many leaders that have fallen over the years. Is it something that's possible that can happen to anybody? Absolutely. But we have to guard ourselves and be wise and operate in wisdom and have accountability. And so this is what we're going to do. We reverence and honor a holy God, and we're passionate and we're on fire for Him. And we want to see His will be done. We want to be about His business. Number four, we're not PC. Jesus was considered radical by some, but this is because Jesus was unwavering in His commitment to teaching and living out, standing for God's whole Word. Jesus was the Word. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. This is His Word. His Word is living. It's Jesus. And we are unlike Jesus in this aspect. All of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. It's still very important, though, that we teach, walk out, and stand for the full Bible in 2019 and beyond. Even in our mistakes, we stand up, we repent, we turn from our wickedness, we turn back to Jesus, we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, and we look ahead in Jesus' name. Number five, we desire to be authentic followers of Jesus and his teachings. We're followers of the way. We reference, as I keep saying, the full Bible. We're going to be speaking it out in our meetings, in our services, anything that we have. You know, we're going to be teaching all aspects of the Bible, and we're going to be unwavering in our commitment to teach a sound doctrine. This is important because the Bible says, study yourself approved before man. That's why I went to Bible college, and I'm not saying that a pastor that hasn't gone to Bible college is any less, but whoever the person may be that's teaching, I pray they are just absolutely in, you know, every single day in the Word of God and learning it, knowing it better. The Bible says that faith comes from hearing, hearing from the Word of God. And we have to do this despite any pressure from our society, our state, anybody not to do so. We're going to stand by the Word of God, on the Word of God, in Jesus' name. Number six, we want to raise up empowered leaders. We seek to raise up new leaders, equip them, and send them out to make disciples. You know, this is crucial and key. I mentioned it earlier, but we're going to empower people. We want to be pushing people up from the bottom up. We don't want to be lording over people or thinking that in any way that we're better than people. That's not the way that I've seen that before, but that's not how we operate at Remnant LA. We're going to be raising people up, looking for people that are willing to answer the call like Isaiah and say, send me, I'll go. And if you're saying that, we're going to partner with you and find out how we can best stand with you in what God has for you and your ultimate calling here on earth before we go home and be with the Lord. Amen. So it's our desire to church the unchurched and to disrupt the secular culture for Jesus Christ. And we'll do that by walking in the anointing and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Number seven, we are accountable people. We're not afraid to address sin in order to bring healing. You know, we will always still show this correction in a loving and orderly way. And I want to emphasize that, and we will emphasize that with our leadership. And that's something that's super important with Michelle and I, is that even when correction is brought, it's not brought in a condemnation way, because the Bible says there's therefore no condemnation for those in Jesus Christ. It's built in a way to edify, to strengthen someone, to correct them in love so that they grow. I know that's happened to me over the years by people that were willing to speak out, and I appreciate that now as a more mature Christian looking back. Those were some significant moments in my faith journey, and again, it continues on until the day we go home. Number eight, this is not about religion. We're not a group of Pharisees, okay? This is super important because I do feel like a lot of the church today, some of the church, and again, I'm not here to be critical of the body. We are part of the body of Christ, but I'm just simply stating the obvious, which I think many can see. There are a lot of Pharisees that have arisen in the church, and we need to be careful about that because this is about a true relationship with the living God. And we got to love God's people. That's crucial. If you're called to ministry, if you're called to go out there, which everybody's called to go out and make disciples of all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, if we're doing this and being about God's business, we need to do this by love because that's how they're going to know us. But we also don't want to get it confused with the extreme grace movement where everything is love and we don't bring correction. So there's a delicate balance there, and we seek to achieve that balance. Number nine, we understand the times we are in. It's a new season in the body of Christ. I really believe in the last 20 years, there's been a lot of change. We have new challenges, and there's many things coming down the pike, and I think we need to be agile and operate in wisdom and understand some of the current challenges and some of the upcoming challenges. We're asking for discernment to be properly informed and educated on the spiritual dynamic of the battle that we're currently operating in as believers. Think about it. If you're at your job, what are you dealing with your HR? What are they saying? Are you having to basically come into agreement with a lot of these corporate policies that conflict with the Word of God? Well, we need to be careful with that. We need to be careful with that. We're looking to confront these new cultural and spiritual challenges and to receive and develop a godly strategy on them, so that we can successfully take back the territory and ultimately win this battle, because our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against strongholds and principalities, and we know that. And so that's what's super crucial. Number 10, we want you to be set up for success. We believe firmly in standing together as a congregation in prayer and supporting one another and being helpful to leverage our resources, our wisdom as a church, as well as our gifts and talents. We seek to be givers and to give back to the community. I mentioned that earlier. Also seek to be entrepreneurs and impact the marketplace. Ministry isn't just happening at the church. We want to go out. Ekbalo, go out, cast out, drive out. We're going out into society and we're making disciples and we're getting them saved and we're setting people up. Godly businesses, entrepreneurs. The Lord is giving wisdom and direction to certain people to be powerful entrepreneurs in this hour so that they can help fund some of the things that are going on within the church walls. So it's super important that there's a balance here and that not everybody is called to being in a church as a pastor, but you have a powerful calling maybe to the marketplace, and some of those people are just as anointed, if not more anointed, than some of the evangelists and pastors that are in the church. So we need to understand that. We teach, this is super important, number 11, we teach about the blood of Jesus Christ, the cross of Calvary, and about repentance. These are some of the core values and foundational beliefs of the ministry. It is the blood of Jesus that sets the captive free. And I say, honestly, this should probably be number one, right? We're going to preach those things. You may not hear a lot of churches and pastors preaching about the blood, about the cross, about repentance. I know it's not super popular, and it probably won't get your church to be packed. But we're going to stand for what the Bible says, and those are crucial and key elements and teachings that are necessary for growth and especially needed in this hour. And so that is part of being the remnant. Being set apart, right? We want to be set apart. We want to live in holiness and purity and righteousness. How can we achieve that? Well, we have to understand what the Bible teaches, and the blood of Jesus sets the captive free. What happened on that cross? And of course, true repentance, which is turning away from a lifestyle of sin, truly leaving it at the foot of the cross and stepping up in victory. Amen. Number 12 is we foster a lifestyle of worship. Worship is a foundational pillar of our teaching. We believe breakthrough happens in worship and are a group of worshipers. I mentioned Sai Garib. He's an amazing mentor, friend, pastor, and he loves to worship. What a treasure and a gift it's going to be to have Pastor Sai, teaching in this area. And Sarah Ilger, I can't say enough amazing things about this young woman of God. She loves the Lord. She's a true worshiper. She ushers in the presence of God. So we, not just having those two worship leaders, but the team, the whole church, I'm going to encourage us all to enter into worship, because this is where corporate worship brings breakthrough and brings an open heaven situation. I believe that can happen right here, right now in Los Angeles. And so we foster this lifestyle of worship because it is a lifestyle. I wake up in the morning, I turn on worship music. My wife and I throughout the day do it with our child and with each other. And, it's just something that's powerful. Number 13 is freedom. We believe who the Son sets free is free indeed. I want to see people coming off of addictions, pornography addictions, cocaine addictions, meth, it's huge in this area, mollies, weed, you name it. What's the addiction? Anger issues, gluttony, people that have just gotten all off course and they're looking for an answer, and the Lord offers freedom. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. So we believe that, and we're going to be teaching that. We're going to give opportunity at the end of the services for prayer. And we want to see people saved, set free, healed, and delivered. It's a process. Some things only through prayer and fasting, but we believe God wants to move powerfully. We believe he can do it today. Amen. Do you receive that? So that's huge. Now listen, we're the church. We're called to lead the culture. We're called to be the head and not the tail. We are part of the body of Christ, and we believe God has a very powerful purpose and a very, very powerful calling for Remnant LA, which begins this Sunday, June 9th, 2019. It's at 9420 Lurline Avenue, Unit D in Chatsworth, California. The zip code is 91311. The service starts at 6 p.m. If you have any questions, feel free to text 818-470-7963. We'd be happy to get back to you as soon as we can. We bless you guys. I hope you join us at Remnant LA's opening service on June 9th, 2019. Some of you are listening today on Saturday. That's tomorrow. If you're listening, come on out. Be a part of what God's going to do. We want to see, this is a long time coming, and we're expectant and believing for some very powerful things to happen. Thank you so much for listening to today's Godcast. We bless you in Jesus' name.